I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's in London for the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column. But for many years, Joseph and I enjoyed conversation while he was based in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal, a Hong Kong that is very profoundly different than the city we have today, a Hong Kong that was free and speculative and dynamic. However, the China across the waters remains the same, and the president is headed to a meeting on the sidelines of the APEC meeting in Seoul in these next hours. I'm most interested as to what Joseph is watching for from this meeting, because right now the spirits are running very, very happy in New York and Washington about some sort of trade deal coming after Mr. Bessent, the Secretary of the Treasury, announced a one-year suspension of the Chinese threat of withholding or capital controls in some fashion on rare earths that would grind all electronic manufacturing to an immediate despairing moment. Joseph, what do you expect from the meeting? Anything at all? High expectations? We can guess they've already written the communique. What are you looking for? Thank you.
Well, I think that in general, so far, this Trump-Asia trip seems to be going well from a do-no-harm perspective. I was encouraged that his meeting with the new Japanese Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, seems to have gone very well. And they recommitted themselves to continue working on this framework trade agreement that the two countries had negotiated under her predecessor as the Japanese Prime Minister. I think that what's emerging about on the China trade front, kind of a disappointment, because you're going to start wondering what Trump has gotten in exchange for all of the disruption that he has inflicted on the U.S. and the global economy with the China tariffs and trade war to date. It looks like we're going to have a commitment from Beijing to buy more American soybeans, which ameliorates what had become an enormous pressure point within the U.S. economy. Maybe reduces the pressure on Washington to offer subsidies to all of those soybean farmers to make up for the costs of Trump's self-inflicted trade war here. But, you know, and something like the rare earth exports, that's an example of how Beijing is happy to kind of make a concession, but that includes a ratchet. Because remember, before there had been no export controls on rare earths at all. And now the concession that they're making as part of this deal is that they're going to go back to allowing those exports, but only for 1 year. So the innovation here is now they've added this 1 year deadline where, you know, they reserve the right to impose the controls again in the future. And, you know, in exchange for that, I mean, Trump probably gets some agreement from China to whatever he wants to do with TikTok. Who even knows what he wants to do with it today? And you kind of wonder, this is it? Because the public was promised that in return for all of the stock market turmoil and all of the economic turmoil from the tariffs, we were going to get these fabulous new trade deals. And it looks like we've been doing all of this work to basically end up exactly where we started, only maybe a quarter of a step back.
Is that something you've seen before with Chinese Communist Party? Make threats and then pull them off? I know Mr. Trump is, you know, overstated sometimes the threats that come from the White House, but does China do the same thing, Joe? We have about a minute.
Well, I mean, I think that they kind of have figured out that the turmoil that Trump is creating and his willingness to violate free trade standards and, you know, that had been around for a long time, give them leeway to do the same thing and call it retaliation and then use that as a negotiating strategy. So I don't think that they're fundamentally different from Trump in their willingness to use trade protectionism and market interventions to gain negotiating leverage. They're probably just a bit more focused and organized and strategic about it than Trump is.
And right now, do you have thumbs up or thumbs down expectation on the meeting? We have 30 seconds.
Thumb about right in the middle. I mean, I think that what we can hope for is that things won't get any worse than right. They have been, and that there's not some kind of big blow up, but I am not expecting earth-shattering progress that resolves all of these trade tensions right off the bat, and then we can go back to having a stock market boom and a roaring economy.
Joseph Sternberg, Wall Street Journal.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,